Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Ball Not Court podcast host Cortez Paul, along with my co-host Kevin Carter. I want to thank you folks for tuning in today and listening to the show. Basically, we cover basketball, football, NCAA, or anything that's related to current events with a humorous twist to it, at least. You can follow the podcast at BIOC Podcast at X or Twitter. We're also on Instagram at the same name, BIOC Podcast. And you go to our YouTube channel. That's also BIOC Podcast. Our Facebook page is Balls Not Court Podcast. So if you could please just give us a like, shout, comment on any of those, and definitely subscribe to our YouTube channel. And we thank you for listening and enjoy the show. Balls Not Court Podcast. Thank you very much. Welcome to the Balls Not Court podcast. Cortez Paul is here. We got a Magic, Orlando Magic roundtable. When I say I got the best of the best, I got the coalition, I got the gang here. I'm super excited to do this podcast. A lot of guys been mentioning to me, like, hey, let's do this. And so this is some of the best minds that will talk Magic basketball. And we're so close, guys. We're so close. So before we get into anything else, I want to do the introductions. We're going to do a little bit crazy style. Usually I like to introduce everybody, but you know what? I'm going to let them do themselves, hype themselves up, and we're going to do it like Monday Night Football. So I don't know how I see you on the screen, but so let's just say, Gary, you go first, CJ, second, Stan, third, Skinny, fourth, Bryce, fifth. And after that, I'm going to go ahead and start off like this. Cortez Paul. Balls Not Court Podcast.
Gary Craggs, Orlando Magic UK podcast.
CJ, the close up.
Stanley Man. Swanson, the Orlando Magic HQ.
Skinny Hardaway, Where the Magic Happens podcast.
Bryce Ward, Hardwood Nation podcast.
Nice. So good group here. I'm going to go ahead and start with this. I'm glad to have all you guys on. I interact with you guys on a daily basis in regard to Magic basketball and life. So it's just more than just a basketball team. This is a brotherhood. I consider all you guys brothers, good friends. So it's just an honor to do this with you guys. Let's get the vibe started, man. So I want to start off with Gary. Gary, tell me what made you a Magic fan.
So we're going to go all the way back to 1992. And being British, I decided to go to Florida on holiday with my family. I wanted a Michael Jordan jersey because that was the only basketball player I'd ever heard of. Went to Florida Mall. My dad said, I'll go and pick that jersey up. Went into Champ Sports, came out and pulled out a Black Magic jersey and said, there's a guy in there. Said, you don't want the Jordan jerseys, nothing like that. You want this one instead. And that's what's hanging behind me there, and it started with that. Took a passing interest, followed games, CNN clips, and they just rolled and rolled and rolled, and here we are.
Awesome. CJ, what made you a Magic fan, brother?
Similar to Gary, 92. I was like 7, about to be 8. MJ was all I knew. We're watching the Magic and Bulls game. My cousin is older, obviously. He's probably like 10 or 12. He's like, no, you can't root for Jordan no more. Like, no. I'm like, all right, well, cool. So want to say like 5-10 minutes later, I root for Jordan again. We just start throwing hands, man. Grandma comes in, breaks us up, And she's like, what are you fighting for? I'm like, I like Jordan. He don't want me to root for Jordan. She's like, well, your favorite color is blue. So root for the blue team. And so happens the blue team was the Magic. So, you know, been a fan ever since.
Nice. Stan, what made you a Magic fan?
I moved to Orlando in 2012. A lot of people won't be happy about it, but I was a Lakers fan. Like, during that Lakers Magic fan, unfortunately, I was on the other side. I was like, yo, Kobe was my guy. But I moved here. I went to a few games and just the atmosphere. Even that's when we just got rid of Dwight, too. So it was just, like, the bad times. But I don't know, the atmosphere at Amway, it just got me, man. And I've been Magic fan since.
All right. Skinny?
Man, I got to grow up during the Dwight era. Like, my first like real memories of being at Magic games or watching Magic games on TV is Dwight Howard jumping out of the gym to catch lobs, putbacks, dunking on everybody. And then my family has just always been rooted in the Magic. I have two aunts and my uncle. They were season ticket holders since the '89 season, so they're 86ers. Like, they were fans of the Magic when we got the team in '86. So I've always grown up around it and just loved it. I just always loved this team.
Awesome. Bryce, what made you a Magic fan, my man?
I just pretty much grew up a basketball and baseball fan. And so I had posters of like the Braves, Ken Griffey, Michael Jordan, and also some Orlando players on my wall. Like, I had the little penny doll kind of, you know, back in the day. So when I started watching basketball again, when I got a little bit older, it just felt natural to go back with the hometown team. I was already a fan of some of their players. And I just picked them up at a good time when they're actually doing well with Dwight. There was some buzz around the town. And got to go to the only finals game that they took against LA. And it's just couldn't get enough of it. So it just felt natural with them being the hometown team.
Good deal, man. My situation, or when I became a fan just in basketball in general, believe it or not, my first team was the Charlotte Hornets. That was like for like 6 months. So I was big on like Larry Johnson and Alonzo Mourning. But I remember one day I was like watching the game. I'm like, wait a minute, there's a basketball team here. I'm just a little kid. My dad had the TV on. Hold up, man. Hold up. No, this don't feel right, man. I'm not rooting for a team that's out of state, at least basketball, because basketball is my favorite sport. Football, I root for somebody else out of state. That's the only brew I break. But when it comes to basketball, Magic number one. So once I found out Shaq and Penny, that combo together, and just they were so electric too, that team. Like, as a kid, like, you just gravitate towards like electricity and energy. And so that whole squad was just electric. I just remember when, you know, the City Boys and all that, they came out with a song, like, and we went to like a concert, and like everybody had Magic jerseys, you know. So it was just growing up around that time. And I remember when Shaq left, my dad's a Lakers fan, unfortunately. And I had a choice. I was like, and Shaq left on my birthday. So this is why I remember. It was on my 10th birthday. He left on my birthday. And so I remember it vividly. Like, my dad still got the paper, and it's pain, man. It's really pain. He's like, so what you going to do, son? Are you going to come with Shaq, or are you staying in Orlando? And I remember I was like, I'm going to still be a Magic fan.
So, I was wondering, because it seemed like you had a real personal vendetta against him.
Yeah, I don't really like Shaq, guys. I mean, it's one of those that I'm 38, man, yeah, and I should let it go. But, man, I will admit he is our best player in franchise history. That he is that dude. Like, he put Orlando on the map. And we should have titles because of this man. So whatever he went and won, like, it's still ingrained in me. I do not like the Lakers. I do not like the Heat, because where Shaq went over there and won titles. If he would have won one in Boston, I wouldn't like him as much. If he won one in Cleveland, I don't care if he was just limping on one leg because of that, I would not like Cleveland. But wherever Shaq has went and won a title, I do not like those teams. And it's just bad for me. But over the years, it's done calmed down a little bit. But, man, it was bad in my teen years, man. So,
I didn't know the backstory.
Yeah. So that's the backstory. You're exclusive from Cortez, man. So, All right, so let's get into it, man. Good to hear all the stories, how we all become Magic fan, and we're still here, and we're on the rise. So, listen, I know everybody say it's preseason, but what's some of y'all takeaways from what y'all seen these four games? And I'm going to start with CJ. What you seen in these preseason games, my man?
Everybody seems to be, like, actually competing and wanting to win, and there's not a lot of goofing off and playing on the side, playing on the bench like, you know, in previous seasons. And then with the rookies, like, we know what their weaknesses and strengths are, and they're actually true. Like, we know Jet can shoot so-so on defense. We know AB is a monster on defense, iffy on offense. But, yeah, just the overall competitiveness of the team, J.I. showing what he can do. So you're kind of seeing how everything is fitting together. I like it, to be honest. You know, I got some feelings towards a couple players, but overall, man, everybody is – really locked in and, you know, on a mission for the season.
Got you. Bryce Ward, your thoughts about preseason?
I was expecting to see a more efficient, I guess, polished Paolo, and the same for the defense. And I wouldn't say they're a concern for me at all, because it's one thing we proved we could do last year. I was surprised at our offense moving so effectively, the cutting. I knew Franz would come in looking like how I expected Paolo to come in, polished, and, like, you know, he doesn't need to be here as much. You know, he doesn't need to get himself into game shape. They just played FIBA. But Franz's efficiency and the way he's been moving with the offense seems like a match made in heaven kind of thing. Like, Franz is going to thrive no matter what, but the way the offense has been moving, Wendell's confidence, and the depth of the bench when they played, I know they had off nights at the same on different nights, but Gary Harris and Joe Ingles being on our bench, I just, all of a sudden, we had no depth at the beginning of last year. We got tons of depth. Our offense seems to be more polished than I had hoped. And they haven't seemed to unleash Paolo. Paolo seems to be just taking a stride. So for the few things I haven't seen, I've been more surprised by what we have seen. So more polished than I had hoped.
Gotcha. Gary, I'm going to move it to you, man. Your thoughts on preseason?
I think we, first of all, got the question that was answered around the two guard spot answered. I think we're going to see Suggs on opening night starting at the two. And there's expectation for the first time in a long time. I think even when we had the Vooch teams, I didn't expect to make the playoffs. So it's the first time in a long time. I'm going to go back to actually when we traded T-Mac, and there was the excitement of, well, what's it going to look like with Steve Francis and Mobley and Kato there? What's Dwight Howard going to pan out like? And, you know, new faces, healthy Grant Hill. I think it's probably the similar feeling to that for me, where I look at the team and go, it's a 500 team if everybody's fit. And there's expectation that we're not developing anymore. We're going to see something. And I think that's been mirrored by the team.
Awesome. Skinny, your thoughts on preseason, my man?
I've been pretty impressed so far. I'll be honest. I have a lot more positives than I do negatives. Like he was just saying, though, Franz, man. Chris was just saying it. Franz looks – he just looks really, really good. With the pace that we're playing at, I feel like is what has, like, one of the biggest effects on a guy like Franz, because he's, you know, he's able to stay so calm, and he, a three-level score like that is really easy for you when you're able to control the pace. I've been really impressed with that. I've noticed that we haven't gotten any type of zone defenses. I really haven't seen a shift in a zone defense. I'm wondering if Mose is trying to keep all that close to chest, because he really feels like he's been working on some stuff this offseason. But I think the guys have done a great job out there on the court. Like, we've been switching everything every game, and that actually takes a lot of energy. It really does. So these guys are conditioned well. They're communicating well for the most part. Like, we had a few breakdowns in that first game coming back, but ever since then, especially with J.I. getting his minutes, you see, like, the three blocks in 3 minutes. Like, everybody's defensive intensity is really up. I've been very satisfied that we were pretty much correct on Suggs being that starting two guard. He's come in and done a really great job, especially on defense, flying around, everything like that. From the rookies, I'll just be watching a little bit more, waiting to see when Anthony Black starts turning on the aggressiveness in terms of scoring the ball. But other than that, I've been pretty fluidly impressed.
Gotcha. Stan, the man, your thoughts on preseason, boss?
I mean, it is preseason. Don't get me wrong. Like we keep saying, it is preseason. But I'm really surprised at how fluid the offense has been so far. Even with we all expected Jalen Suggs to take a step this season. I think he is taking a step, but I haven't seen the offensive step I'd like to take. I think he's still or kind of in that same level that he was last season, but the offense just runs so fluid with him. And like Bryce said, the cuts on offense, the movement, it really flows very, very well. And having a guy like Jalen Suggs, while he might not be a top two or three scorer on this starting unit, it just runs very, very well. Same thing with the second unit. I mean, the questions are still out on Anthony Black. I'm not going to lie. I think he only had 4 points against Flamengo in the second quarter. So we're not really expecting to see a huge offensive pop from him this season, but I need to see a little bit more from him. I'm not going to lie. I need to see more from AB 1,000%.
Okay. My thoughts on preseason, I know we just always like to kind of put this caution out there. Don't really buy into it. But for a team that a lot of fans and a lot of the city had expectations for, this is a preseason that we all watch closely. We really try to pay attention to just the little things, how they interact, how they talk to each other. The offense is I'm skeptical of Suggs starting. I think Suggs is a fantastic player. I just think maybe he needs to develop more from the bench. So I was kind of like head scratching when he was starting. But I'm not going to lie, the first game I watched, I was very impressed with I know his offense is still got some developing to do, but he's a 36% shooter from the 3-point land in the preseason. So it is encouraging that he can't hit the open shot, but also the offense, like you see, there's so many more cuts. The pace is faster. And that's how you, whenever you have allegedly two players in the lineup that can't shoot, your offense got to speed up. And so you actually are being like, okay, we know there are some weaknesses right now with the shooting. So we just going to move the offense around and have cut. Franz is a fantastic cover. Suggs is a fantastic cover. Markel is we all can brag about his vision as far as the court. Like the dude can pass the ball very well. AB and Jet, we just got to be honest with ourselves is that I know some was thinking that they may have more of a role, but this team is just too deep and you can tell the timeline that what they want to do. They definitely trying to get to the playoffs. And so I'm willing to be patient with AB and Jet. I think AB brings, he's a disruptor on defense. I'm with you, Stan. I think he's got to bring a little bit more on offense. He's a little passive at times. So I just think maybe it's a confidence thing with him. He's still trying to adjust to the NBA. But, man, he is a terror on defense. That dude is a disruptor on defense. He's caused problems for positions 1 through 4. Because of his length and versatility. So I'm really excited to get him in some matchups that, you know, someone's just really dogging us and whatnot. Maybe just it's not Suggs or Isaac's day. Well, guess what? We got a young 18-year-old that we can just put in and just fly around the court and just disrupt you. So he is a utility at this point. He's going to be fantastic to use. So I'm excited to have him. Jet Howard, knockdown shooter. He really displayed that. And I think a lot of guys bring this up on Twitter. There was a few guys like, well, what you expect from when you get Jet in quarter four and he's been sitting and the shots is not going to fall. But once you put him in the flow of the game and he started, that boy was totally cooking.
Different. Yeah, totally different.
That boy was cooking. So I'm really excited to see what happens here. My only disappointment was I just think Chuma Okeke just not in anymore. I know the team is deep now, but I had more expectations with Chuma. And I guess he's just more into his real estate business now. I don't know. But I'm hoping that, listen, we get him back to Atlanta. I know he's from there. Maybe go play for the Hawks. But I was actually surprised. Like I know he's probably got one more year left. But cool to see Queen make the team. He deserves it. I think Mac may be going to Osceola, but it was a lot of positives from preseason, man. And I think a lot of us are really more amped up for Wednesday for sure. So let's move into the next question, guys. All right. What games do y'all have circled on y'all calendar this year? And I'm going to start off with Stan. What games are you looking for and just got them circled on your calendar? Like, this is the game I want to play. Who you got?
As of, I want to say, last week, I added a game to that, and that's the Philadelphia 76ers. Two reasons. Y'all seen Pat Bev. Pat Bev is talking reckless out here.
Yeah.
Reckless. Another reason is Mo Bamba's on that team.
Yes.
I'm trying to give Mo Bamba the work when we play that guy. So if there's really one game now that's like circled the most, it's that Philly game. It really is. I hope Markelle Fultz ends the process there. That's my expectation for them. Every time we play them, he's ending that process.
Absolutely. Good stuff, man. What's circle on your calendar, boss man?
2 seconds. Right. So I would go with Houston as a home opener. And just because it's the home opener and we're going to get to see a lot. And also because it's a measure of where we stand. I think the Rockets are on a similar journey to us. So having two teams almost parallels. And then I've got all of December circled because there's 12 games there and they're all against the Eastern Conference. And in those 12 games, there's 9 of them that we could realistically lose if we were looking at it from a last season perspective. There's only really 2 games against the Wizards and 1 against the Nets where you would say you would fancy Orlando based on last season. So there's got to be, if the step's going to be taken, I think December is a critical month for the team. So I've got all of December as the measuring stick.
Man, good call out, Gary. That is a good call out. Bryce, what games you got circled, my man?
Well, I mean, besides like the home opener and some highlight games with, you know, the stars around the East, you know, Philly, Milwaukee, Boston. Boston is the most interesting to me after our success against them last year, because by all accounts, you could consider them the favorites out of the East, them or Milwaukee easily. So it's those for sure. But a few of the games that we kind of should have won last year, especially against guys in the East, I'm interested to see us against the Pacers specifically. Halliburton is phenomenal. I'd like to see how our guards handle what they have to offer. So specifically those games, like I said, Boston is going to be a different monster this year, but the way we handled them last year gave us such confidence that I just want to see how we hang against the biggest competition in the East. And then, maybe Chet and maybe Wimby, just because of the kind of the disrespect around Paolo and how he seems to handle games where he's up against someone that he should be considered, I guess, a peer of. So I'm interested in just because they seem like such unique players. But, yeah.
Okay. Skinny, what games you got circled, boss?
Oh, man. I got Boston on here again. I wouldn't have Boston circled if it wasn't for last year. But, man, we play really good against that type of team. And I like seeing our guys. I don't like to see them have to rise. I feel like they should always play at that same level of intensity, but it is fun to see them like realize, like, okay, people don't believe in us. Let's show them why they should. So to go into Boston last year and take 2, I got Boston circled. I def got Philly circled because Pat Bev just be talking, bro. Just be barking and shit, and people decide to listen to it for some reason. So I'm excited to see him sit on the bench till about halfway through the first, come in and get his shit bust by Paolo. So I'm waiting on it. For sure. And then I got to, bro, lastly, I got to agree with Gary, too, with having December as a big benchmark. Because, I mean, like you said, you want to be a team that a lot of us believe can jump into being a comfortable playoff seed. You got to beat the teams that are in the Eastern Conference with you. I think now is the time to, like, start to diminish that separation people believe is between us and the Nets. Like, that's a team that you got to show that you can consistently compete with. Even when they came to Orlando with Mikhail. I think they had a really good night against us. So that's the team I want to see us beat. And Indiana. I feel like Indiana is that other team in the Eastern Conference right now, along with us, that is making that jump. So I'm excited to see how we play them, because last year was not the best. But I think this team has gotten a lot better. So,
gotcha. CJ, my man, who are you looking forward to?
That's a good question. I'm going to go with got to go with Houston, obviously, because Fred VanVleet was the Magic free agent sweetheart for, like, all of last season. You know, everybody wanted him, like, from November till all the way through free agency. So he's definitely on the list. LeBron. Obviously, because, you know, we're up and coming. He's on his way out the door. It's kind of like, all right, listen, Paolo is going to usher you on out the door. Let's, you know, start a new legacy. And then Pat Bev, man, like, how do you not know Paolo and Franz when you got traded here? You know, obviously, so those three teams. And then also Boston, you know, that's kind of a benchmark because they're up there. Milwaukee's going to be a good one. We got J.I. back. He always plays good against Giannis. So, you know, kind of letting them know you guys are the first seed, but we're the eighth seed. So we're going to kind of, you know, we can hang with you guys a little bit. So,
gotcha. Could be an interesting season. For me, of course, the home opener, definitely decided. Like I said, I told people at the face and known Gary's pod, the Orlando Magic UK, that, you know, first time season ticket holders triple. So, even you kind of notice the fans at preseason games, like, it was packed. I mean, I know we have Flamingo, so you got a lot of Brazilian culture around here, so the games was packed, rightfully so, representing their team and whatnot. But the Houston home opener, I'm really excited to see a bunch of blue and white and black and throwback jerseys and all that. Super excited. Guys, I want Boston again. I got two Boston fans talking reckless to me right now, two of them. One, that's my associate, and the one I know who's a DJ. They are talking mad reckless for a team that we beat them 3 times out of 4 times last year. Like, they don't recognize how many times we have. Do y'all short-term memory just forget how we just beat y'all 3 times out of 4?
Yeah, slapping the back of the head like Eddie House.
Exactly. So I got a Boston fan that made a bet. Like, maybe because I had too much Tito's. Tito's test was out that night. I was drinking a little bit.
Tito's.
So, you know, I got a little froggy. And he said, oh, we won't be a top 10 team. And he'll put a dub on it. So easy. I shake your hand right now. I put 1,000 on. They'll be a play-in team. I said, no. Well, then he started changing his bets. Like, oh, we're going to go top 6. Nah, bro. You said 8, bro.
That's a crazy switch
up. Oh, yeah. Yeah, hold up, bro. Yeah, hold up. You don't switch up. So he's talking reckless. Other guy I know, he's really cool. And then last year, I think I told you guys this as well. He called Kenny Anderson, you know, NBA legend Kenny Anderson. He knows Kenny. This is my associate Pete. Calls him. We had a whole conversation like, oh, yeah, hey. He like, what do you think about the Magic? He's like, they good. They still developing and whatnot. So I play. I'm like, hey, man. I said, the Magic's going to win 34 games. They laughed me out that office. They said they're going to win 25 games. I said, y'all, what y'all eating in Boston, bro? I said, this team is healthy. They at least win 34, 35 some games. I said, I called that last year. They win between 30, 35 some games. I think a lot of us called out on this panel. We said that they was healthy. And I looked at him. I said, hey, remember I told you what they was going to win? I said, call Kenny right now. Oh, all right. Yo, y'all look good. Yeah. So I know that's my rant about Boston. Philly is added to the list. Pat Bev, I guess he's just mad because you say, you know, we're this team, we're a terrible team. What does it make you when you got cut from them? You got cut from the Magic. So we're terrible and you got cut from them. What does that make you? And of course, you know, so that Pat Bev just added to the stuff. I know he's going to come in and, well, what's the famous quote? Bench players talking like starters need to recognize their place.
I hate it.
So listen, I think a lot of interactions now on Twitter, like a lot of when we have these conversations with like NBA Twitter, Orlando still is getting, and I get it, for the last few years we haven't probably been noble to watch. But you think to the fans that watch this team for like 82 games plus during the preseason, we'll be trying to prep you in about certain things about the team, like just give it a thought a little bit and just kind of do your research and be like, okay, well, let me listen to the Magic fan that actually watched the game. But yeah, Gary was right on point with December. I agree with you, bro. Like, we have to come out that month swinging at least 500. That is just a tough stretch. So we're going to really find out about this team if they really develop and grow. But super excited for the schedule to come up here. And I'm glad that we all picked who we're looking for. That was spicy right there. All right, so I'm gonna move on, and I'm gonna ask a question to two of the guys on the panel. Malik was supposed to be here, but he's got a soccer game that he's got to attend to for his son. But nonetheless, hey, Skinny and Gary, I'm gonna let you both break this down. I'm gonna start with Gary. Give me your thoughts on the upcoming road trip whenever we got after the Houston game, and what's your prediction for that West Coast road trip after the Houston game?
I think we can go 2-2. So I think we can go 500 on the road. I think the Blazers, obviously the first one, is going to possibly be the one that surprises us. I think that could be harder than we think it's going to be. They've got, obviously, Scoot. He's going to have a point to prove. They've got some nice players. Sharp, I think, looked really good last season. I'm really interested in DeAndre Ayton and how he's going to start this season. And it's not whenever I see DeAndre Ayton, he plays badly. So I'm hoping that's going to continue. But I just think he's got a point to prove. And if he wants to make it and not be considered a bust number one pick, because you know that talk's out there now, he's going to want to go out and be the man in Portland. I don't want it to be at our expense, because if he gets off to a good start, it rolls from there. So he's going to be looking to prove a point. But we've got to beat teams like Portland in this series of four games. We've got to get the win there. I also think we should beat Utah. That should be a team we've got circled as a win. Not because they're bad, they're not. They're just a team that we should be better than. They did fall off a bit, so I'm interested to see how they start. I think the Lakers actually have done really well in the off-season, and I think they've made themselves more of a threat than they were this time last year. I think that's going to be a big ask. Yeah, we've got it in us to surprise them, but it's a big ask, and it's the same with the Clips. If the Clippers are doing load management, that's good. But I think, again, maybe their stock's dropped a little bit and players like Kawhi are going to have something to say. So if we can go 500 or better, that would be a delight. But I think the two teams we should be circling is Portland and Utah, and that Portland game might set the tone.
Fantastic. Skinny, your thoughts?
I got to agree for the most part, man. I feel like, opening night is really big. Opening night is going to be huge, I feel like. Before we even hit that road trip, it's just it's either going to be the ball has already started rolling, or these guys are going to go into Portland pissed off that they lost that home opener. But I think coming out of that road trip, that little four-game trip, you can definitely manage to go 500. Our guys love to play out in L.A., so back-to-back with the Lakers and the Clippers. I think one of those is doable. I feel a little jumping the gun if I say we can get both of them, because both of those teams are really good. As much confidence as you're going to have in your own team, like, I think Anthony Davis is coming back more focused than ever. He looks a lot better. He looks ready to have a good season, you know, like he said, they loaded up on their talent again, kind of came in a little bit better than what they were last year. And then the Clippers with PG and Kawhi, I mean, those two at full strength are actually, that's an actually crazy tandem. Man, I think he can beat Utah. I mean, I know Laurie had a great last year. He's probably going to come back and have another good year. But, I mean, in terms of anything else, I know they brought in John Collins and then they brought in some rookies. So I'm not really sure where the, you know, extra production is going to come from that team. And I think if they're going to stay stagnant, we can definitely jump them, and that should be a team that we can beat this year. So I'm actually going to say 3-1. I'm going to say 3-1. I think we do beat the Clippers on Halloween. I'm going to say we go 3-1.
Got you. All right, before we move to the next topic, CJ, what's going to be the record for our road trip? Can you guess it? What you think?
4-0. Think we
my guy.
Think we run the table. I mean, we got some momentum coming out of the preseason. Lakers and the Clippers are older teams, so you know sometimes it takes older teams a little while to get themselves going. And you know, not taking it serious, that'll also help too. So I'm gonna go 4-0, man. Why not?
My guy, Stan. What do you think the road trip record's going to be after the Rockets home opener?
I'm going 2-2. Not gonna lie, I'm with CJ. I think we got that momentum. I think it's the road. It's a road trip thing, but I think 2-2 is a very successful, especially off the gate. You know, I think that's a successful road trip.
Okay, Bryce, what's your prediction record for the road trip?
Yeah, I don't like to get too overhyped. I like to get surprised or pleasantly surprised. So I'm gonna go. I think 2-2 for a West Coast road trip to start the season is almost more than fair. It's almost optimistic with some of the teams we have to see. So, yeah, I think 2-2.
Gotcha. I think 2-2 as well. Orlando's one of those weird teams that they will probably lose to Utah, but somehow beat the Clippers. Yes. That's what they do. So I think for Adam Bryce, element surprise, that could possibly happen. So it wouldn't surprise me, but 2-2 is a good start. All right, let's transition to the season opener. That's the reason I did this behind, because I wanted to make sure I got a good panel covering this down here. So I want CJ, Stan, and Bryce, I want y'all to break down the season opener, thoughts about Houston, what they added, and what ways are you keen to beat them? And I'm going to start off with Bryce. What's your thoughts about this game?
Well, with it just being another team that seems to be, at least on the wider scale, projected to be on the Magic's level, there's just so much hype around this Magic team. We're coming out home opener at home with our retro jerseys, the hype around the team being as big as it's been, at least locally, I feel like in a long time. We had a bad habit of playing down to teams last year. I feel like with it being the season home opener, it's just there's no room for that. And more than ever before, I've believed in our kind of like our smothering defense in the way that's like it's never like we have highlight defensive players, but it's kind of like the constant pressure of our length throughout our bench and our starting lineup that's going to get the teams. And I feel like it's going to pressure young teams a little more. So I know Houston added some things, of course, but still generally not an experienced team together. So I think our bench and our defense is going to wear them down. And I think we're going to have a type of highlight game from Paolo, and then Franz is going to do his thing. Wendell and Franz are just as solid as you could hope. So the real wild card for me is just Jalen Suggs, and he brings enough defensively to where I can deal with him being a more average three-point shooter. So the way we seem to be spreading our offense more in the preseason, at least so far, compared to how we were running the offense last year, I think Jalen Suggs is going to have a better opportunity to knock down more open threes. So just from our offense being better and more spread out, I think that's going to work better for him and anybody on our starting lineup. Wendell, as we've already seen, looks more confident. I think that's a sign of our offense just moving the way it should. But I do not think what we've seen from Paolo is going to continue. And even last year was, I mean, straight out of college, a highlight game for him. He arguably had his most impressive highlight dunk of the season. So I think he steps up, and Franz is just one of those things, or one of those guys you can count on nightly. So I think both of our stars have a big night. I think everybody steps up. And then just because of where Houston's at as a team, I think our length on defense and our bench is enough to almost like if we blow this game, it'll really be more on us than I think Houston. So, I mean, home opener, everything's in our favor. We need it to jumpstart the road trip that we're about to go on. I mean, I just think you can't fumble this game.
Big facts. Stan, your thoughts about season opener, how to beat them, what they added, Houston?
I mean, you can't expect to run them out of the gym. That's a young team. We know they got run that the Thompson, I forget which one of the two they got. They got one of the Thompson twins. They got Jabari, who, I mean, he's an athlete. You guys can think what you want about his game, but he's an athlete at the end of the day. Cam Whitmore, we already know what time it is with Cam Whitmore. We saw it during the preseason. That's an athlete right there. They have athletes, so don't expect to run them out of the gym. The way to beat them, especially a young team like Bryce said, defense. Just dog them on defense in that first half. Take their confidence completely out of it. If they're doing that in the first quarter, Amway should be doing the rest. I'm not even going to lie. If Orlando fans are there, if we take them out of the game in the first quarter, the team themselves does, Amway should do the rest, just in their ear the entire time barking. That's a young team. They got Dylan Brooks. I'm expecting I want him to get ejected. I want Orlando fans in his ear. Like, just get under that team skin. Big game from Paolo. I'm definitely expecting a big game against from Paolo, just because I think in the back of that mind, he still has that thing where they all really thought Jabari was going to go first. They really thought this guy was better than me. And just like last year where Paolo dropped, 27 on opening night, 26 or 27, I'm expecting that again.
Nice. CJ, closes out. What you think about this game and Houston and how to beat them?
It's the same as, you know, those guys said. We have the defensive pieces. You know, this is kind of like in football terms, like we have the defense built for these type of offensive teams. Like we have the length, we have the size. So basically, like, you know, Stanley said, we just come in from tip, handle our business on defensive end, talk, communicate, you know, don't make any stupid mistakes on the defensive end. And then offensively, we have Paolo and Franz, and they have no answer for those two. So, like Stanley said, man, if we handle our business from the tip, by halftime, we should be in good shape.
Now, Gary and Skinny, I'm going to ask the whole panel this Sunday I do on my show every week is who's invited to the barbecue. So I want y'all to check which Magic player y'all going to invite to the barbecue and what y'all cooking them. And then we're going to reference this back next week, and we're going to see who was right. So, Skinny, what you making for the player, and who's going to be invited to the barbecue? Who's going to be your player of the game against Houston?
Oh, man. Player of the game against Houston. Come on down, Boogie. I'll bring Franz Wagner. I feel like the Boogeyman really going to go out there and show out. I think the first, like, the start of the season, people are going to be like, damn, Franz Wagner is that good. So, Boogie, he comes to the cookout. I'm going to make him some oxtails. I'm going to really try to get Boogie to, like, settle down here in Orlando. I need to make sure, like, he know Orlando is home.
Yes, sir. Gary, who's invited to the barbecue all the way in the UK?
I was going to say Franz there, because I think he's going to be almost like the leader to start the season.
You can pick him if you want. Yeah, it don't matter. You can double dip and let me know what you're making, Franz.
I like to share the barbecue wealth around, because the obvious answer for Franz would be a bratwurst. But I'm going to invite Cole. Because I think he's going to be the spark off the bench for the Magic. I do think the backcourt that the Rockets have got, where you've got Van Vliet and Green, are going to come in with a point to prove. But their bench, as we've already, I think it was Stanley said about Amen Thompson coming off the bench, is going to be huge. So we're going to have to match that with our bench. And I'm going to make Cole. I've got a nice keg drum barbecue. And the last time I used it for this, it was in the snow. So I'm going to make him a beer can burger, which is going to be wrapped in bacon. Nice. And I'm going to fill it with some red Leicester cheese, mushrooms, few jalapenos. Yeah.
Beer can. I'm pulling up, bro. I'm pulling up.
Anytime. You're all invited.
Fan, who's invited to the barbecue and what you cooking them, bro?
Listen. I think on opening night, Markelle Fultz, the point guard, is going to make his statement that this really is that most improved season that we're all talking about. He wasn't in any of those standings for any of these awards coming up. Markelle Fultz is going to make his statement. I mean, he's going up against Fred Van Vliet. I know, like CJ said earlier, a lot of Magic fans wanted him last season. I was not on that train. Do not bring that guy over here. I think Markelle Fultz is going to make a statement on he's a starting point guard. He's the leader of this team. What am I cooking, Markelle? Listen, man. Me and Markelle might just have to go ahead and get some 50% off Papa John's the following day, because he busted that W. You know what I'm saying?
Say that money. Yes, sir. CJ, who you predicting to be player of the game, and what you making for him at the barbecue, bro?
I'm going to go Joe Ingles, man. I think he's brought here for a reason. I think Dylan Brooks is kind of his equal as far as like, you know, irritant, like tough guy. So I think from game one, Jingles needs to set the tone. Like, this is what the bench is about. This is, you know, this is the culture for the bench mob. So throw my man a slab of ribs on the grill. We're gonna kick back, have a good time.
My man. Mr. Bryce Ward, who's your player of the game or predicting to be your player of the game, and what you barbecuing?
My instinct is to say Paolo, because just the way he surprised us last year. But I'm going to go with a dark horse here with Suggs, and kind of hoping that the what we saw in preseason and what Mosley and those guys have seen in practice truly is the right decision. He's had some highlights in big games for us before, and just the dog he is on defense, such a game changer that I think he could help add some of the pressure that we need against the Houston guards. So yeah, just for the sake of throwing like a dark horse candidate out there, I'm going to say Suggs. And I'm not really much of a cook, but I got a lot of alcohol in there. I'd like to make him some drinks. And then, you know, we got some good food over here. So, you know, whatever we want delivered, I'll be like, player of the game's choice. I got you. But I got the drinks for us to have a good time.
My dog. All right. So, listen, I'm going to go ahead and make this dude a platter of barbecue chicken. I'm going to add the dirty rice with the Italian sausage on the side. Get the poking beans with the coconut sugar. Make sure it touched the mac and cheese and all that as well.
Oh, okay. And,
bro, you making me hungry.
Yeah. Okay.
And the reason I chose barbecue chicken, because the guy who's going to be defending this guy is going to be barbecue chicken, because we know he's not the best defensive player. It's going to be Wendell Carter Jr. He is going to take Al Sagoon to the doghouse. He's going to get double-digit rebounds. He's going to get putbacks. He might put him in the blender. We remember Andrew Nicholson, you put people in a torture chamber?
Oh, yes, sir.
Good luck, Al Sagoon, because Wendell Jr. is coming. And my dog going to come for that plate, and he's going to give a nice coach IT on the side. So that's what I'm talking about. Good session with who's invited to the barbecue. We're going to reference this next week and see who was right. But it's always a good fun to do. So I did a future who's invited to your barbecue, and I'm glad that my manager friends participate in that, so we can call them back on it and see who was right. Not that it doesn't matter, because we all want this team to see, so we all want to be right, but we all want to see who won the barbecue. So nonetheless, all right, guys, so we know Wednesday is around the corner. A few of us is going to this home game, a few of us is watching it. So the ones that are going to the game and the ones that are not, so I'm gonna break it down this way. What is your pregame ritual for the season opener? What are you doing? What are you wearing? What you rocking? What's the vibes going to be like? So, you know what? I'm going to start with the Orlando Magic Spaces host from HQ, Mr. Stanley Swanson, because I already know his vibes always be immaculate. So you go ahead and tip this off, man. What you doing, man? What's your routine?
Pre-game. Listen, pre-game, since last year, shouts out to you. We got a pre-game. We got a little spot we hit downtown. I would mention it, but I don't know if I want all them people pulling up, but a little spot downtown. You know, we get drinks right there, and then, you know, what am I rocking? I rock something new every single time. Every single time I'm at Amway, I rock something either new or custom or something like that. So, hey, just be on the lookout. You guys will see me on opening night. You guys will see the fit. The fit's going to be, like you said, immaculate.
There you go. Skinny, this is another man with another immaculate fashion and everything like that. I know he's going to bring the heat.
Man, I couldn't even tell you right now, to be honest. I'm probably going to really get into this outfit tomorrow, Monday, because I like to have my outfits planned out before. But I'm coming with a sense of, like, I don't know. I have an affinity for the way older people, they collect a lot of pins and, like, memorabilia and wear that to the game. So that's what I'm trying to usher in this year. So you're probably going, like, you'll definitely see me. Like, that guy's got a lot of pins on his hat or something. I might do something like that. But the routine, man, get down there with y'all boys, have a few, have my life flash before my eyes before I even get into Amway, and then go have some fun. So I'm excited, man. Opening night's gonna be a vibe. Pre-game, post-game. I'm just ready to see everybody out there in their uniforms. Everybody got the new jerseys on and everything. So I'm ready to catch a vibe for sure.
Yeah, gotcha. CJ, are you going to the home game or are you taking it from home? What's the vibe? What's the routine? What you doing?
I'm gonna take this one from home, man. I gotta work. And I'm so far out. Like, if I don't leave where I am, you know, you Polk County, if I don't leave by 4 o'clock, man, 4:30, it's crazy. But Richmond, man, I just, hey, everything got to get done in the house real quick. 5 o'clock, I'm like, all right, listen, shutting it down. I find a nice quiet spot in the room or in the house. 9 times out of 10, I'm losing my voice by half. So, you know. Oh, I mean, CP, we saw some games together. You know how it is, man. Cole get in the game, I'll be like, oh, my God. Like, come on. But you know, he's been doing so far in preseason, man. I've been chill. I ain't having really, you know, yell at the TV. But in previous years, man, when we had Jeff Green, I would just literally cuss him out from the time he gets in to the time he gets out. So you know, it's so yeah.
Gotcha. Bryce, you taking anyone from home? What you doing? What you cooking? What's the vibes, man?
I got tickets a couple nights ago. For the home opener. I'm excited. I had to wait and see. My wife is in her final month of pregnancy, so we really don't, you know, it's like up in the air. So I didn't want to commit to anything too soon. And they're not great seats, but I just I've wanted to be there. I had like the fast break tickets the first year of Peyton and AG. And I think that's the only other home opener I've been to. So I really wanted to go to this one. So I secured those tickets a few nights ago. I'll just find some random food at the arena, but I'll be having a few drinks. I'll be rocking the Franz retro jersey I just picked up. I'm excited. I'm excited for him and Paolo. I picked up the City Edition, I think, last year or something for the Paolo. But going with this one for the home opener to match the players. And I'm just excited for the vibes because it's going to be – it's going to feel like a playoff environment. I'm excited.
Heck yeah, man. We get together too. You get down there early to get some drinks for sure. Gary, from the other side of the world, what you doing, my man? What's the vibe?
I'd have to set off really early. I'm slightly further than Polk County, so I'd have to set off really early. if I was going, I'd be at Gringo's, I think, before the game. Without a doubt, after you indoctrinated me there, Cortez. So I'd be there. I would probably wear the classic jersey, but I might go even further back and put the Grand Hill one on. So that could be what would be getting thrown on. More likely, though, I'll be sitting in my bed with the laptop on and just try to catch the first quarter and then see how far I can go from there because it'll be midnight over here. Yeah. when anyone says, CJ, oh, it's a West Conference road trip and I'm tired, and I'm kind of like,
two in the morning for you? Two in the morning?
It's midnight for us when most Orlando games tip off. It's midnight. If you get anything on the West Coast, just forget about it. Three, 4 in the morning sometimes.
So you already hate this West Coast trip, huh? That is early. I bet you like, oh, it's early. Like, crap.
Yeah. You do what you can do. I was at the homeowner last year, so I wish I was there this year, but I can't be.
Sure. But they're weekend games, so, I mean, I think they're weekend games this year, right, for the West Coast trip, so it should be all right.
It should be.
I might get one, get some Coca-Cola or caffeine or something into me and somehow.
There you go. So, listen, man, I've been going to the home openers for like the past 6 years, man. I'm super excited. When I didn't used to go to the home openers, y'all gonna laugh at this. I always got me some Chinese rice and some Publix chicken and kind of put that combo together. And that's what like my that was my game opening meal. Now that I go to the games, I kind of miss it up a little bit. I want to check out this spot called the Mongolian. It's on Colonial, kind of like a fusion with Korean barbecue. So I'm going to go check that out before the game. And, of course, you know, my bar used to go to, the Lodge, closed down. So I had to find another bar. So we found, I'm not going to say it.
I remember the Lodge.
Yeah, remember the Lodge. That's my bar. But the bar we're going to, because like Stan said, hey, we might have all the people showing up. I want to overwhelm my dog, Curly. So we gave him a certain amount, but we're going to be there. Get the vibes over, and then we're going to do the walkover. Stan's going to orchestrate all this. So to the ones that want to, you know, pull up, please do. And it'd be a good time. But, you know, Tito Test is going to be full effect. I'm trying to get acquainted who I'm sitting by. I haven't seen my season ticket holder seatmates yet, so I don't know. They sold their tickets to some Brazilians the other game, and I don't know who I'm sitting by yet, so I got to make sure I monitor myself a little bit for the most part.
You got to make sure you're in the right crowd.
Mm-hmm. Be wholesome.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. So, but nonetheless, I think depending on the weather, man, I was going, if it's a little bit cooler, I got this like bubble match jacket I'm going to wear, but it's probably going to be too hot for that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do the casual, probably just a polo shirt. You know, I got a nice hat that I got from the team shop, spent some money, one of the retros, magic caps. And I think it's going to go hard with, you know, I got the McGrady retro jersey, but I want to get the Franz one. And so I'm probably just ride a polo, keep it real nice and, you know, keep it real proper. But as again, man, I think we all just super excited for the vibe. So it's always cool to go to these different spots. Gary always like asking, like, what you went to? Where you went at this time, Tez? Where you went at? Like, oh, I tried this little spot right here. I tried this spot. What do you think? So y'all know I'm always quick to post something if it's good, man. If it's worth your time, I'm always going to post it for sure. So
you're going to hit one of those $500 jackets up, Cortez, when the TV hits. What's going to happen?
Oh, man. Hey, man. I made some bad decision on Tito's, and it's not the first time. So, all right. So, listen, we come to the last segment of the show. So, I need these guys, the panel, I need y'all prep up, talk y'all player, give them the big prep talk, what they're coming into. I need you to motivate these guys. And I choose, you know, the panel who most players rock with. So I think it'd be more amplified whenever they get delivered this speech to him. So, Gary, guess what? You set the bar high, man. You go first. Mr. Cole Anthony, man, give a prep talk to Cole and get him ready for the season, my dog.
Right, the mic's going right up, Cole. You need to lean into the screen and listen up. Top three, you were in your draft class before injury. Injury hit, you gallantly played on at North Carolina. Your draft stock took a hit. But you came in and you gave us something to watch, or gave me something to watch when we blew the team up. You stepped up as starting point guard. You did a great job. There was a 20 to 25 game sample where you were the most improved player in the NBA, putting up 20 points a game. You could, based on the end of last season, when healthy again, be sixth man of the year. So this season, we need to see a healthy Cole Anthony. We'll always see a motivated Cole Anthony. But I've been going out there with the armor on and swinging for Cole since he became the draft pick for the Magic. That's not going to change, but I want my flowers from Cole Anthony this season, and I want a fully healthy Cole, and I want the sixth man or the most improved award alongside straight into the playoffs. No playing, straight into the playoffs, winning team. 50.
I'm ready to hoop out. Hey, I'm excited, man.
Hey, EJ's buying stock in Cole Anthony now.
No, I don't know. I know. I don't think so, but yeah, I am.
Gotcha. All right, so I'm going to go Nets, and I got Wendell Carter Jr. Wendell, everybody's been modest about their answer about going to the playoffs. Oh, yeah, we just got to build on game. Not you. You say we're going to the playoffs. We want playoffs. You made it known. You had a five-year NBA career that's been real injured. You yet to play 70 games for a full season. And you yet to been to the playoffs. I know you itching. You want it bad, and everybody else on this roster, I can tell the way that you moving, the way that you talking, the way your mannerisms are, the way you play in preseason. You ready. I need these things from you, though, because if you want to make that jump, you are the S factor. You got to get over 10 rebounds a game. You just got to. That 8.7 rebounds last year just ain't going to fly. You played 57 games last year. I need you to at least play more than 70. I understand the basketball game is a physical game and you get hurt. But you are the S factor. If you want to go to the playoffs, Wendell Carter Jr., you control your own destiny. And it starts with you, big man. Be the dog in the paint. Rotate on pick and rolls. Blast plays. Fight through it. But do know, Wendell Carter Jr., you want playoffs? It's on those broad shoulders of yours to get us there. And you know what you got to do. Wendell Carter Jr., go run it, big guy. We all rooting for you. WCJ. Bryce. You got Jonathan Isaac. Prep talk him.
All right. Like, I was prepared to talk about the player. I didn't necessarily know he was going to be in this format where we got to pep him up. So I was not prepared for that, but I'm going to give it my best shot. All right. J.I., look, man, look, everybody who loves you, you know, your family, your fans, everybody knows what you're capable of. All right. Everybody's in your corner. This Magic team, everybody knows what you're capable of. All right. We've seen it. We've seen it limited. We've seen it, you know, with almost the full season we got. Everybody knows what you can do. All right. Everybody's rooting for you. All right. You're such a difference maker. You know, you come out there, you had Julius Randle throwing the ball at you last year. All right. You know, we know what you can do on defense. Trust your instincts. All right. Trust what the team and you have been putting in. You know, I know you put your faith. Yeah, I know where you put your faith. All right. And everybody's got your back. So go out there and just show them you can be healthy and all your talents are going to shine. Everybody else is counting you out, but your family and the Magic family, everybody's got your back. You know, let the offense come to you. You got good instincts, like I said, but on defense, you know, you make the best players look like they're having a rough night. So just go out there, fill your game out, but just know that you're a difference maker and that if you're out there, you're the biggest problem the other team's looking at. So just trust yourself. Everybody else has got your back and just, you know, play the best you can play because we all know you're an all-star anyways.
Good stuff. Skinny, you got Markelle Fultz. Prep my dog into the season.
Point God, the Math of Catholics' very own. My guy, keep doing what you're doing, bro. You just played the most games you've played since, let me see, 2019, 2020. You got back out there, you played 60 games straight. As soon as you got back healthy, you were able to stay on the court. You put up 14 points a game, 5-something assists. It's only up from here. This offense only goes as well as you orchestrate it. There's not a point guard. I cannot tell me there's a point guard that are miles and miles above levels that Markelle Fultz can operate an offense. Keep doing what you're doing. Everybody talks about a point guard that needs to shoot the three ball, stretch the floor. You hit two of those a game, which you're completely capable of doing, because just a few years ago, you were the most generational point guard prospect they'd seen in years. Get back to it. You were 1-1 for a reason. It's not just Paolo. Paolo's going to be a superstar as well, but you were 1-1 for a reason as well. A team traded up to get the number one pick for you for a reason. It's time to show that. I think you're well on your way to doing so. Everybody here is going to be excited to see it. Keep getting to the rim. Keep playing with the awkward, herky-jerky pace that you play with. Right, you one of them ones. Nobody else needs to tell you that. You said fourth seed last year. We had some unfortunate things that happened, but we're going into this year healthy. So now there's no more excuses. There is no, we started off like this. We started off like this. We're starting off on the same foot this year. So go put it into action, and we're ready for sure. Go ahead. Go ahead, Tony. We're waiting on you.
Good stuff. CJ, you got the boogeyman. Prep talk your guy. And I know you're going to kill this, man. I was waiting to hear this from you.
Boogeyman, 25-5-5. It's time to stop being second fiddle. You know, obviously everybody knows Paolo's the man, but you're the man as well. Like, 25-5-5. You were the man in FIBA. Like, if somebody looks you off, get in their cheeks as soon as they go to the bench. Like, let's stop playing around. The way you barked at Joe Ingles for playing around during shoot around, we need you to do that every single day. But you're the boogeyman, man. So, you know, I don't need to tell you too much. I just need 25-5-5. And we good to go.
Good. And of course, Stan, you in with Paolo Banchero. Give my dog the biggest pep talk. I know you can.
All right. So listen, Paolo, I need you to listen. You are the reigning rookie of the year. And we're talking about Wemby. The media is talking about Wemby when you are the reigning rookie of the year. People don't understand. You put up 40, 20-point games last season. People don't understand. You are 6'10", 250. And a whole locomotive. You can get to any spot that you want on the court, going fast, going slow. Come out this season like I know you can and show the world P5. That's a guy that's going to take the Orlando Magic not only to the finals again, but that dude's going to win us a championship. We all here talking about Seattle. He's going to go to Seattle, win them. He's going to be in Orlando winning a championship. I don't think people understand this. He's ready for it. Paolo, I know you're ready for it. You got Franz Boogie who, I mean, let's say he went to Houston. He doesn't have that pairing of Franz Boogie. He don't got a guy like Franz Boogie over there. This team, perfectly made for Paolo. It's showtime, P5. Reigning rookie of the year. I'm expecting. Hey, CJ said 25-5 for Franz. I'm expecting 25-7 for Boogie or for Paolo. 25-7. That's doable. It's like the name of the podcast, Ballers in Your Court, Paolo. Ballers in Your Court.
I like that.
My dog, Sean Love, man. And I knew Stan would close it out with a bang. So not disappointing from all you guys. You guys did a fantastic job with that. I'm glad y'all plugged that in. But now we had an hour, so it's time to close. So I want y'all to go around. Plug in your socials, man. Show love. And that way we can get some content, people watching y'all way. But there's been a number of vibes here. So I'm going to start with Gary, man. Plug away, sir.
On all platforms you can think of, including X, Twitter, or whatever it's called this week, it's at Orlando Magic UK.
Gotcha. CJ?
You guys can catch me on X, Twitter, whatever. CJ1911. You'll see me dropping some F-bombs, man. It's time to crank it up.
Bryce, plug your social, sir.
At BDW1789 on X and weekly on Sundays on the Hardwood Nation podcast. Yeah, that's it.
Stan the man.
Ladies and gentlemen, you guys can find me on X. I'm gonna use the name X. It sounds a little bit more, you know, it sounds nice when you say the X instead of Twitter. You guys can find me on X after every single Magic game. We hold the Magic Spaces. You guys come in, talk to us about hoops. It's not just us talking, it's you guys talking too. So please join us. We're gonna be having fun this season.
Mr. Skinny Hardaway.
Man, every Tuesday morning at 8 a.m., you can find me on Where the Magic Happens podcast, any platform. If you're looking to talk to me on social media, hit me up on Twitter. I still call it Twitter. It is not called that other thing y'all calling it. Don't care. You can find me at Stuff's Burner, Skinny Hardaway. I'll be right there. Follow me, talk to me, DM me, don't matter. We can have a conversation, talk hoops, man.
Gotcha. Guys, thank you again. I just want to make sure this has been fantastic to have. But hey, this is guys who are listening, make sure y'all check me out throughout the week. It's me and Paul. We cover football. We cover basketball, NCAA. You can find me on X at @_CP. Talk about sports in general there. You know, big magic. Fortunately, my Broncos stink, but still talk about them. But, you know, it's all love. Gators, go Gators. I know we got a few college football. We got a Georgia Bulldog to the right over there in CJ. So shout out to him. If you want to get the podcast, you go to at BIOC Podcast. It's also on the Instagram, and we're on TikTok. You can add us there as well. Also, you can follow Paul Mack as the other there as well as @Paul_Mack on X as well. You can also get the podcast at Spotify. You can go to anchor.fm/Cortez-Paul. Facebook, Balls Not Court Podcast. And also, you want to support the podcast, you can go to our link, Buy Me a Coffee. facebook.com/BLC podcast. And we'll just appreciate anything there. But like I said, guys, I want to definitely thank the Orlando Magic UK, the Orlando Magic HQ, Where the Magic Happen podcast, Close Up Magic, and the Hardwood Nation for representing Magic basketball. We all are a community, so it's good to have us together talking basketball. This has been fantastic with a great group of guys that know their basketball. All these guys on this panel know their basketball, and it's just been a fantastic show. So closing out, speaking for Gary Craig, speaking for CJ, speaking for Skinny, speaking for Stan and Bryce Ford, this is Cortez Paul and Bosnock Court podcast. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Guys.